News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Time now is 8:16. In a tweet yesterday, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney accused the British government of creating a new red line barrier on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The UK's Brexit Minister David Frost responded, saying that he preferred not to do negotiations by Twitter. The UK is seeking a removal of the European Court of Justice's role governing the protocol ahead of key talks this week. And Thomas Byrne, Minister for State for European Affairs, joins us now. Thomas, is Minister Coveney right here? Are the British moving the goalposts?
Well, what I do know, Ciara, for definite is that nobody in Northern Ireland has ever mentioned the European Court of Justice to Minister Coveney or to me or to anybody really as an issue in this particular process. What we're focused on and what people in Northern Ireland, business people in particular, are focused on are practical solutions to the challenges that the protocol has laid down. Now, the difficulty is, of course, the protocol is there because of Brexit. Brexit is the problem, and the protocol is designed that we don't have a hard border on the island. So, of course, there are going to be challenges there, but we're very focused on the practical aspects of it, whether it's about medicines, whether it's about customs issues, whether it's a range of other issues, such as guide dogs, for example, was dealt with before. These are practical issues designed to help business in Northern Ireland operate better. And, of course, in Northern Ireland, they're at a unique vantage point. They're part of the European single market, but also have full access to the UK market as well. So we want to make sure that business in Northern Ireland can take full advantage of that. And in truth, the ECJ, the European Court of Justice, is really a theoretical issue for most people. It's there in the protocol as a sort of an arbitrator of last resort. But its practical impact, I think, is more theoretical than real.
Okay, but is the core problem here, though, the ideology? I mean, obviously, the DUP's concern is this sort of economic hard border in the Irish Sea. That bothers them greatly. But the UK... It would strike me that Westminster's concern around the ECJ is to do with sovereignty. They don't want anyone else telling them what to do. So even though what you're saying is correct, that the practical issues are to do with concessions around chilled meats or medicines or individual things like that, the issues politically have become more complex.
Well, I think we should be focused on increasing prosperity in Northern Ireland, stabilising the situation there as well. I mean, the situation is very delicate, very fragile, and we've got to do whatever we can to stabilise that. And in Northern Ireland, nobody's going to get everything that they want. So this, you know, so we've had a Good Friday Agreement where there's huge compromise on both sides of the divide in Northern Ireland, designed to bring people together. So nobody, whether it's the EU or whether it's British government or whether it's parties in Northern Ireland, are going to get everything they want. But what I do know in terms of the concerns that you mentioned there from the DUP, practical concerns about trade with Britain, they are, I think, going to be basically resolved this week in terms of the proposals that the European Commission puts forward. And I think that would be a big win for business and for trade in Northern Ireland, and I hope will lead to prosperity. And what we need is in Northern Ireland, we need more inward investment, and we're not getting enough. Part of the reason is because there's so much uncertainty, because people keep changing what the position is and bringing uncertainty to the situation. If we can bring certainty to this, bring finality, stabilise the situation, you then see investment starting to come into Northern Ireland. You see traders willing to take more risks on trade. That creates jobs. That creates then a need for education as well, which is a problem in parts of the community in Northern Ireland. And then that brings
stability. And all of that, I think, probably sounds very reasonable to people here. But does it ever strike you that perhaps Westminster's priority is not Northern Ireland at all?
Well, I certainly hope that Westminster's priority is Northern Ireland, because what is the only reason we've been able to have a peace process over the last 25 years is the Irish and British governments working together. It's really, really important that we continue to do that. And, you know, Micheál Martin, Simon Coveney, everybody in the Irish government really wants to have a good working relationship with the British government. We think it's absolutely essential for peace and prosperity in Northern Ireland. And we certainly hope that our colleagues in the British government see that. That's what's been shown for the last 25 years to be successful. And I think the theoretical issues such as the European Court of Justice and its role in the protocol, which of course the British government negotiated, it's there in Article 12 in the protocol. It's not hidden somewhere in a footnote. It's there for everyone to see. But I think in reality, it's not the most practical issue that we have to deal with. That's just the truth of the situation.
Earlier on in the programme, Thomas, we spoke to Philip Webster, a former political editor with The Times in the UK. He says he does not expect to see a deal done this week. He says he thinks there'll be lots more posturing. I'm paraphrasing him here slightly, but lots more posturing to happen before that occurs. What do you think?
I think the European Commission will set forward proposals that really nobody will be able to argue with. People will say, I think, we raised our concerns with you, you have now addressed them. So in our view, this should be done as quickly as possible to give stability and certainty to the place. Of course, that depends on both sides to agree to that. But I think it would be very much in everybody's interests to bring some finality to this issue and let Northern Ireland move on, because at the moment we have serious issues with education, Northern Ireland serious issues with investment in Northern Ireland. They're not been dealt with. Because everything seems to have this shadow of the protocol over it. And in truth, the real shadow is Brexit. That has caused a problem for Northern Ireland and the island of Ireland. The protocol is there to resolve it. There are some challenges on the protocol. I honestly think those challenges will be fully addressed by the European Commission this week. And it's in everybody's interest. And we certainly on this side will be doing whatever we can to make sure that there is a reasonable approach taken, and that, you know, these practical solutions will be shown to work for people. And I think it'll be very hard to argue against what the European Commission is proposing this week. That's all I'd say on that.
And very lastly, Thomas, we spoke to Daniel McConnell earlier, political editor of the Irish Examiner, and we were discussing the budget. His take and many other people's take is that this is a one for everyone in the audience budget. Is that the right thing for Ireland at this point in time?
Well, I think what you're going to see is big investment in some of the key issues that really we campaign on in the general election. Now that I hope the COVID pandemic is moving on, we can now concentrate on rebuilding society and rebuilding it in a better way. So you're looking at childcare, health. We now have the first proper plan for housing in well over a decade. And let's see that now start coming into action. And that's what Fianna Fáil government is all about. It won't satisfy the opposition, I'm sure. Last year, we spent more than they even promised, and it wasn't enough for them. But we're going to do right by the country, by society, to make sure that we can generate enough business to keep our public services alive and in a very, very positive way.
Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for European Affairs, thank you for that indeed.